have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Good evening, social media. Good evening. This is Cynthia Bennett with Jadis Alive, streaming on the platforms of Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and on Blog Talk Elations Radio. This is again Cynthia Bennett, and we are streaming out of St. Louis, Missouri. I did remember that when my big sister told me to always tell the location, so I did remember that. So before we get into it, I want you guys to know that everybody that has given or supported Jadis' efforts in any way, shape, form, or fashion through your monetary giving, to your volunteers, to showing up, supporting, to providing information, resources, to prayers, just being there, uplifting, excuse me, whatever part you play or you are currently still playing in moving Jadis, the vision of Jadis, I want to just thank you from the bottom of my heart. On yesterday, we had our Jadis Joy Christmas Toys Outreach. We didn't have one last year. We had it this year, and it was amazing. It was amazing. It was just amazing how you guys have just really showed out and helped with the community and helped us, the community, as far as bringing resources and giving toys. Yesterday, we started out, first of all, when we first put it out December 1st, we only put it out there for 3 days and said that we were looking for nominations. We were only going to do it for 25 kids. However, they were coming in, and even though they were coming in, donations was coming in that we were able to help 27 families, 74 kids. And that was just, you know, kudos to you, our viewers, our listeners, for everything that you've done. You should have just seen the smiles on their faces when they received their toys, when they won the bikes, when they won the scooters. And then at the end of the program, we had so many toys left over. We just allowed them to come up and grab toys. And just the thrill on their faces that they was going out of there. And somebody has said, you know, this is one of the best Christmas giveaways. And, you know, we about the spirit of excellence. I'm in a ministry that teaches that, that lives it, that produces it. And so that just brought joy to my heart to hear that, you know, it was pleasing. We've done our job. We've done our job as far as the community, uplifting families and kids during this season. So, again, I want to thank you guys again for everything that you've done, that you're doing for Jadis, for the community, because we certainly couldn't have done it without you. And everybody, I just thank you from the bottom of my heart that you just came out and you just showed out, you know, and I just really appreciate it. So that's what we're about, though. I talk it, I live it, I preach it, I teach it. That's what we're about. We are about a community. We're about community. So, again, this is Monday. I just wanted to put that out there. It was phenomenal. That 2 hours, we maximized it to the fullest, and I am glad. And, you know, hey, we're going to be bigger and better next year, bigger and better next year. And so here, you know, again, we're, again, streaming across all the platforms, Jadis. Again, you know who I am. I'm your host, Cynthia Bennett. And, you know, we talk about issues. We talk about issues dealing with abuse and neglect in the community, not just issues. We talk about resources. We talk about solutions. We talk about assistance, educating, helping one another, and, you know, about that. But those issues about, because it's so prevalent in our community, so we talk about that. And so our platform, again, is used to raise awareness, to provide resources, and to offer hope. To offer hope. Because if you don't have hope, you can educate somebody, you can try to lift somebody up, but if they don't feel like that there is hope there, hope to change, hope to get out of something, then it's moot. So we offer hope, and we offer that hope through educating, edifying, and encouraging. And so I want to thank you, our viewers and listeners, and ask that if the podcast that we doing is helping you or assisting you and your family or friends, we're going to still continue to ask you to continue to give, because your money is doing just what it did yesterday. It put smiles on those kids, 74 kids and 27 families' faces. We got so many thank yous and hugs with tears, talking about you don't know how much this has helped a family. You don't know how much this helped me because I didn't know what I was going to do with my kids. That is what it's all about. That is what it's all about. And that's what your dollars are doing, and that's what your dollars do. And so you can always still give now because, you know, there's next year and there's other things that we're doing throughout the community. And so you can go to our website at jonissa.org and hit the donate button, and or you can go to PayPal me for jonissa.org, which is one word, jonissa.org, or you can cash out at $JonissaSTL. Your donations are fully tax deductible. And so, you know, we are still on the battlefield, as they say, and we are still here, and we're going to be here, and we're going to help them. So, of course, you know, Christmas is, oh, my God, Christmas is Saturday. So, you know, we don't have any announcements for this week. We're not going to have any support group sisterfish this week. And so we don't have any upcoming announcements. We just want you to rest, relax. Have fun with your family. Spend time with your family, quality time with your family and stuff. And so if you have more information on upcoming trainings and upcoming events and outreach programs that we have coming up for 2022, you can go out on our website at jonissa.org, and you can see that the upcoming events that we're going to be having as far as training and outreach. So let's get started. Tonight, I want to discuss, I talked about the Black Dot campaign. And I thought about that. I said, well, you know, that is something we can talk about. And just to get your idea or get your opinion, do you think it's helpful? Do you not think it's helpful? You know, what is it? You know, why did it come about? You know, just something that we can briefly talk for, you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes. I'm going to keep this down to 30 minutes. So on September 8th in 2015, this just happened, what, 6 years ago, victims of domestic violence was offered a silver hope. They called it a silver hope when the Black Dot campaign told them that they could silently call for help by drawing a black dot in the middle of the palm of their hand. So if you saw somebody with a black dot, I don't have a marker here yet. So if you know anybody that has, oh, I have a marker right here. It says a black dot. So it's saying this black dot, that is supposed to signify to the person you showing this to, mainly it was for social media. If you put this up on social media, let them know that you were trying to communicate to them that you were a victim of domestic abuse, you were going through this thing. So that's what this black dot was supposed to symbolize by putting it in the palm of your hand. And so what it was to enable victims who could not ask for help to verbally ask for help by doing this, recognizing this. And the thing about it, this thing here, it's not widely accepted. You know, they're not doing this. They said it's not widely accepted. You know, this is supposed to be for your family, your friends, doctors, hospitals, or whatever. You put this or somebody see this dot on your hand, it's supposed to symbolize that you are in dire straits. You are in a domestic violence situation. You're crying out for help. You're looking for somebody to help you or something. You know, let them know that there's something is going on, something's amiss, okay? So it's not recognized by the hospitals and the doctors and all that stuff. And even though this came from a domestic abuse survivor, it started with that. It was supposed to really start a conversation, to open up a door, to start the process of seeking help. The thing about this, that even though, you know, it is a good gesture, first of all, if it's on Facebook or social media, everybody is not on social media. So even if they see this, they probably just feel like you just got a mole in your hand if they don't know what's going on. Or if you're in the grocery store or you out in public, what you gonna do? Put, you know, you gonna do this to somebody? I don't know. I could see the pros and cons on both sides of the fence. If you afraid to speak up, or you can't speak up, or you don't have the voice to say whatever you, that you're in trouble or that's something, and you put this down in your hand, I could see why the person who was a domestic abuse survivor created this, because maybe at that time when they created this, they felt like they didn't have a voice, they didn't have anybody to talk to, or they could not let anyone know that they were in trouble. Maybe they was with the, you know, the abuser, and maybe he was, you know, had total control and they were fearful. I can see that and why this was created on behalf of a survivor. But then on the other side, when they're talking about this is not widely acceptable with the police stations and hospitals and all that stuff, they're not trained on this. That's what they're saying. They're saying they're not trained on what's going on in somebody. They're not trained to know that this means help. I am being abused. I am in an abusive situation. I don't have a voice, or I'm afraid to say something. So I got this black back in my hand. So this is letting you know to get help. They're not trained with this. They're not going to train to see this. Nobody is trained to deal with this and to know what this symbolism means. And so what it is, it's also, like professionals say, if they see that, or if somebody's going through a domestic violence situation, what they're going to do, they're going to communicate with them, and then they're going to put them in touch with people who can really help them, advocates. They're going to get them in touch with people. So I can see why this gesture came about. But then again, you got people on social media that's on watching. So what if somebody that's an abuser, he's watching or she's watching this and she sees this symbol? Well, if this is supposed to be secret, the secret is out. They know what this means, and they know what it's trying to symbolize. So guess what? If you're in that situation and you put this dot in your hand, you got to make sure that if you're in the vicinity of that person, or you're in the stores or whatever, or the doctor's office, you know, you have to make sure you can flick your hand open for them to see it without the abuser seeing it. And you got to be sure they may even know what this symbolizes anyway. So you can't really say anything. So I can see why they say it really is not helpful. It did start the conversation. Just like I said, it was in 2015. This Black Dot campaign did start the conversation about raising awareness about abuse and letting people know that this situation is still going on. You know, even though it's out of sight, out of mind, some people feel like it's not in their family, it's not in their circle. You know, it's outside of their little square box that it's not happening. Yeah, we understand, you know, some people still think that way and think like that, but whether you believe it or not, whether it's in your circle or not, or around your little square box, it is still happening. And it happens more often than not. We just didn't know it was abuse, or we didn't have the words or the term to call it. We knew that we weren't being treated right or talked to right or handled right. And when we look at the definitions of abuse, pretty much a lot of us have fallen in that category in some way: verbal, domestic, emotional, you know, financial, intellectual. So we know that. So what they're saying was putting this campaign on Facebook, it was just about raising awareness on the social media platform. Because we know now social media, now it's Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube, all of these social media platforms. So this is just to raise awareness and to start a conversation. And it's about how people can realize that abuse is going on, and how it affects people, and how you can get access. Because the problem is, we know there's abuses out there. We know people are going through it. We know people have gone through it. The problem that's still is going on now is access, getting help, finding out where are the resources, and having people in place that can do something. You know, I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus. I'm just not going to do that. But there's a lot of organizations, I ain't going to say a lot, I'm going to say some, they say they do A, B, and C, and D, but I have had encounters with them where they just pass the buck. Okay, but you said you do A, B, C, and D, but then you just want to pass the buck, pass the person on down the stream to the next person, see if they can help them. But you got money, you getting grants, you got people on payrolls. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? And I'm not trying to say one particular organization. I'm just saying that's what I've noticed. And I'm pretty sure I am not the only one. And so the point is with the Black Dot campaign, it was a good gesture. It is a good gesture. I want you all to chime in. Do you think it's beneficial? Do you think it's helpful? If you see this black dot on somebody's hand and you see that, would you automatically think that is a mole in the hand, or does that symbolize this person is in an abusive situation and they are trying to signify to you that they need help with this symbol? Would you know that? Is this a good idea? Put it in chat. Let me know. Do you think this is a good idea? Is this something that will be helpful to the victim, or will it be hurtful to the victim? Because remember, whatever we do, safety must always come first. It always comes first. So if you see somebody with a black dot, would you approach them? What if they're with another person? You don't know necessarily if it's that person. And most likely, it probably would be that person. But would you approach them, or would you go get help? And so it depends on if you do that, you got to make sure you're safe, first of all, and then you want to make sure you don't cause a panic with the person who did this, because you don't know what's going on in that situation, right? So somebody share, is this the safe thing to do? Is it safe to take them to safety and get them in contact with the relevant agency, intervention and support? Because we know we should always get professional. So if somebody show you this dot in their hand, what would be the first thing come to your mind? You know, do you know how to, you know, follow them, find out where they're going? I mean, what is it? Let's talk about this. Is it helpful or is it hurtful? Will it help the situation, or will it bring more harm to the situation? Will it help you help them, or will it help you hurt them? Which one do you all think? This black dot. Because ultimately, we all should be done with the professionals, right? So they're saying that this above notice contains two very important things. First, they did talk about that professional bodies haven't been trained, right? And so it opens up the world's eyes and ears to what is going on in the terms of abuse, because a person that's walking around looking like they're professional, they got it going on, maybe they even look like they just happy. Maybe they look like they just too lucky and love people, and they put this up. Okay, so now what? That is a symbolism that there's abuse going on, but the facade is they look like they're happy. They look like peanut butter and jelly, right, on a sandwich. They look like they just mesh. They go together, right? But then they put this sign up or this symbol up. What does that tell you? What does it tell you? So someone share. When you see that, what does this tell you? The campaign was getting a lot of attention. A lot of attention. So abusers was also aware of this as well, again. So we have to make sure that we know what we're doing. We make sure we are acting in a way and helping in a way that brings safety not only to yourself first, but to the person who you feel may be in a situation, right? Because it's telling you that they need help. Is that correct? Right? So we know there's many ways for concerned family and friends to help a person if you think they're in an abusive relationship, right? So if you're with your friends, you know, you may have the opportunity to tell them. But let me jump on the other side as the friend. Always be open, because they may not tell you when they want to tell you. You may know what's going on. They may have, you know, asked you for your ear, telling you everything that's going on. They're doing this and they're having this problem. And you probably heard it 1,000 times. Well, hear it 1,001 times, because it's going to take that one time for them to get the strength, because they're talking to you, and then what it is, they're talking themselves of strength so they can talk themselves to do something. But if you shut them down, why you keep talking about it? Why we go through this? Why we here before? Why we at the same place? When you go do something? You know, when you do all that, you shutting them down. Just be the open person. If you're going to be their friend, be that open ear, be that open door. That's when they decide to walk through, it's going to be on their terms, not your terms. It's going to be when they're ready, not when you're ready, because you probably tired of hearing about it, but they got to keep talking till they get the strength and the courage. So you just, if you want to be a friend, and I cannot stress this enough, and I say it all the time, helping somebody the way you want to help them, it's not helping them. You help somebody the way they need you to help them. If you help them the way you want to help them, you're helping yourself. You ain't helping nobody else. And that's self-righteous. I have an issue with that. And so I'm going to always say that to the rooftop, to the day I take my last breath or Jesus come and rapture me out of here, I'm going to keep saying that. Helping somebody the way you want to help them is not helping them. You help them the way they need you to help them. Always be that open door. If they are a friend and you are a friend to them, give them the opportunity to speak and to say and to share on their terms. Because you're not going through it. They are. You're not enduring whatever it is they're enduring. They are. You're not susceptible to the stuff that they're feeling. They are. So let them get the strength up and muster up the courage to share and to tell on their terms. Because when you're in an abusive situation, you're not on your own terms, because the control has been taken away from you. Abuse is just that. The person is always trying to usurp power and control over you. So let them have the control to determine when and how they want to share their story with you. Right? So we know about the general warning signs, including the person that's overly anxious around their partners. They're going along with everything their partner says or does. They always kind of have those, you know, that little laugh when they talk, or, you know, what he says, they try to, you know, make it lighter. I mean, all of those telltale signs. So sometimes you have a check in your spirit and know, okay, something ain't right here. You know, she acting funny. Or, you know, why is every time, you know, we come around, you got to be stuck up under him, or he got to find out where you're going. All of these are telltale signs. We talk about it. We're going to always talk about it, but it's about encouraging and edifying the community, right? It's about edifying the community. And so you can tell when there's abuse. Okay, I got a turtleneck on. It's December, you all, even though it's 45, 50 degrees outside. I'm still dressed according to the season. We're in Missouri, too, so this weather is funny. Now, if you see me in the summer, June, July with this on, you know something up, okay? So if they're dressing out of season, I'm coming in the house, and I want to keep shades on. You know that there's something up. Those are telltale signs that there's an issue, there is a concern, there is something that is going on. So while we talk about this, the Black Dot campaign, it may have started with good intentions to alert people that there is abuse going on. That person may be afraid to say something. They may feel like they don't have the voice to speak. And so they put this black dot in their palm of their hands to signify whoever they raise their hand to and they see it to let you know that there's an abusive situation going on, there's an abusive situation that's going on, or they're in danger. The thing about this is a survivor did create this. It did spark awareness. It did create conversation. But the thing about this is the police, the hospitals, all of those people that's in professional positions, they have not been trained on this. They don't know what this is. Also, second, everybody that's on social media may not know what this means. They may think you just got a mole in your hand. So if you're going in the grocery store and you put this up to somebody's face or you try to hold it out while you're with the abuser for them to see, who's going to look at your hand like that? So it's not the best or the most safe and reliable way to get help. But it did spark count. It did spark an awareness. It did start conversation. And so that's what we want to do, at least start the conversation that there is abuse. There is something amiss. There is something we need to talk about because it is going on. It has been going on since the Bible days. I've talked about Tamar. It is still going on in 2021. And so we're still talking about it. We're still trying to figure out how we can eradicate this. That is Jadis's goal, is to eradicate abuse one family, one woman at a time. And so what we're going to do, we're going to continue to come out on this platform, share resources, give information, because information is knowledge. Knowledge is power. And so the more you know, the more you grow. That is a true statement. And so with everyone's help, we can get help to those who need it most. So we can all get through this type of crisis, this particular crisis. We have different pandemics going on. We got the COVID-19, then we got the Delta variant, then now we got the Omicron. We got all these different variants going around. We got this pandemic going on. And then we have this pandemic of abuse that has been going on, and the longevity of it makes it just as diabolical. So we got all of these crises together that's going on. But we're going to talk about this particular one, get help for this particular crisis of abuse. And there's a hotline number if you need it, or you know a family or a friend that may need it. And it's 1-800-799-7233 or thehotline.org. You can also reach out to me, Jadisa. We're at jadisa.org is our website. You can also call us at 1-800-292-2145, and you can email us at info@jadisa.org, because we are going to work on this. We are a community. Now, I do want to leave you with this scripture. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I have towards you, said the Lord, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." God wants to give you the end that you expect. And you know, we all know that we want our end to be peaceful. We want our end to be happy. We want our end to be prosperous. We want our end to be joy. We want our end to be thankful. We want our end to be just all of those positive things that what God has for us. Those are our expectations. And guess what? God wants us to have those expectations. He wants to give us those expectations. He wants to give us the expected end. And so I want to leave you with that tonight. He wants to give you an expected end. Remember, JADISA is a community organization. Therefore, you are the community. And if JADISA is a community organization and you are the community, you are JADISA. Remember, always, it's Jadisa 24/7, 365 days, all day, every day. And with that being said, I want you to be well, I want you to be safe, and I want you to be whole. Good night. Yeah.
about the trees and vines, but it's about joy. Friends and family all gathered together, but I just wanna know, do they really know? You were born and gave your life, the ultimate sacrifice. So many reasons I could tell you why. Grow the songs to tell you why. Believe you are the reason, yeah. Some call you Emmanuel, the Prince of Peace, but I call him my Savior. He died for you and me. Baby, born in a manger, delivered the world from all harm and danger. The world was lost till you came along. You set the captive free, 'cause you're the newborn King.
Here's the season, you're the reason why, 'cause you were born and gave your life, the ultimate sacrifice. So many reasons I could tell you why. Wrote a song to tell you why. Believe you are the reason, yeah, yeah. You were born and gave your life, the ultimate sacrifice.